This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Ryan Harris is a former Texans offensive lineman. He's on the radio in Denver. He does a lot of commentary, a lot of color analysis, both NFL. He was on Westwood One, I believe, doing the Texans playoff game against the Chargers. He's the color analyst for Notre Dame collegiately.
He is?
He is. He's there.
Like for the radio broadcast?
Yes.
He does it every week?
Every week.
He's busy.
Yeah, he's busy. He's busy. He's very good too. And this was a good conversation he had with the guys on In the Loop last week on Radio Row, and they talked about a number of things, including the Texans' offensive line and the scheme and the coaching change. And here are Ryan Harris's thoughts on what led to the issues for the Houston Texans this season.
Because that's been like a big talking point with the Houston Texans. You know, Bobby Slowick was let go as offensive coordinator, and everybody's like, well, he was trying to force-feed that system to linemen that are not equipped to block that system in terms of Laremy Tunsil and Titus Howard. Big dudes that more lean on you more than get to the second level, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How real is that?
It's not real. What it is poor coaching.
Okay.
Because the thing is whether you're running the Parcells system or you're running the zone system, this is about expectation and consistency. And so what it sounds like when there's bad coaches is, well, we don't have the right alignment. Let me tell you what, you could put Titus over here on the Chiefs. You think they're going to be in this game? You better believe it, right? And I got to call the game for Westwood One when you guys were playing in the playoffs there, that first game against the Chargers. What an amazing game. What a fantastic defense. But that offensive line, they did not share the same technique. One thing you will see on Sunday, the Chiefs have the best offensive line coach in Andy Heck in the NFL. They have a center playing left tackle, and they're in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me it's a system?
No.
So
we're not disagreeing.
No, but I'm saying, like, coach who says that, the truth is you didn't get a great offensive line coach. And what the sad thing is, I think even this year, there's only seven offensive line coaches that actually played the position in the NFL. Could you imagine having a quarterback coach that never played quarterback?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen, but it happens with linemen, and that's what happened in Houston.
Okay, lots to unpack there.
That didn't age well as far as the Kansas City side of things, except that now the one thing about, I think the way Ryan Harris understood the question was different than perhaps the reality. We didn't hear the coaches blaming the personnel for them not being able to run the scheme, so I would excuse Bobby Slowick from that. I do think that there is a lot to be said for, look, you never want to put the scheme as the paramount thing. It's what can you do with the players that you have. I do think that they were asking the centers at times to do things that athletically they really weren't capable of doing. Like Chris Myers can do a lot of the stuff that Jared Patterson or Juice Scruggs can't, just because he's a more athletic, Chris was kind of undersized,
yeah,
but he could do a lot of that stuff. And I do think that they adjusted to leaning into some of the things that the Texans could do in the run game. They just did it too late. And Slowick was just, he didn't have enough alacrity to just get it done and make the adjustments and figure out those things until really late in the season and in the playoffs and with a few of those drives. So I think probably one of the things when they talked to Nick Caley that they liked is, I'm guessing Nick Caley talked a lot about adapting to what the strengths of your players are. Now, the other part of it too is what Ryan Harris was saying about technique. Right. The Texans' offensive line, they did not exercise good technique no matter what scheme you're running, and including in pass protection. You know, all the scheme talk is kind of out the window. There's just a few different types of pass protection and techniques that you use, and the Texans weren't using any of them at times. So I 100% agree with the I 100% agree with the coaching side of things and the responsibility for fixing the offensive line. I do disagree with him about a guy needing to have been a former player, just because there's so many examples of
Well, he said guys. a former offensive lineman.
Yeah, offensive lineman.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's so many great position coaches who didn't play the position that's more of a personal opinion thing, I think.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't have a strong feeling on that either way. You're a former player. You probably better feel for that. I was surprised it's only 7 out of 32.
Yeah.
That are offensive linemen. Yeah, that number felt low.
Was that offensive linemen or offensive linemen in the NFL?
He just said that of the 32 teams, only 7 of them have an offensive line coach who's a former offensive lineman. I'm assuming he means former NFL offensive lineman, not high school or whatever.
Yeah, but maybe it is. I don't know. There are a lot of good position coaches all over the place that didn't play their position. So I just disagree with him on that one.
Okay, so it sounds like Cole Popovich is going to be the offensive line coach, right? He was an internal hire or an internal promotion. He was the assistant O-line coach. So the reaction from a lot of people was, hey, you know, similar to the reaction with Jerod, there's people out there that seem to think like they should have walked up to the whiteboard and tackled Bobby Slowick and said, give me that pen. This is what we're going to do scheme-wise, right? So you got technique and you got the scheme. I could see an assistant coach not stepping in and saying, this is what we need to do on Sundays. These are the plays we need to call.
Yeah.
That the technique was so bad, does that reflect poorly on an assistant offensive line coach? That would seem like something that, if anything, there's an assistant offensive line coach would be coaching. It would be day-to-day technique, right?
Right, and especially with the young guys and all of that. What I can only guess is that they were asking the offensive line to do certain things that were really difficult, and that sometimes when you're asking guys to do things that are really difficult, like in the way they were kind of handling the penetrating defensive linemen and how they were supposed to work up the linebackers, that it's really hard to coach good technique when also perhaps fundamentally the scheme was asking them to do difficult or unorthodox things. I mean, that's an excuse that I would make. If you think about this, think about this in terms of the military, I suppose. It's if you've got a really bright young lieutenant, but he's working underneath a colonel who's an absolute jackass, there's only so much a lieutenant's going to be able to do to fix that unit. And it's, you know, because you have to be a good soldier and do what you're told and try to execute what you're instructed to do. Then you don't blame... You don't blame the lieutenant for the colonel being a jackass.
Right.
So, likewise with Popovich, I can only guess that Caserio and D'Amico saw Popovich do some good things with other players, but that because of either Bobby Slowick or Chris Strausser, the offensive line coach, there was only so much he could do. And, the whole notion about, why didn't somebody speak up? Because, again, you're a subordinate. You can speak up and you can offer suggestions. The list of successful NFL coaches who first made their name by calling the coach directly above them an idiot and going there and backstabbing and everything, it's a pretty short list. It's just not the way it operates.
It's not the way it operates in a workplace.
This isn't a Silicon Valley startup, you know? You can't just go start your own NFL team and do it the right way. There's a hierarchy there. So there's only so much that an assistant position coach is going to be able to do to fix a system from within.
It's the silliest notion to me. Jerod and Popovich could have stop this?
Yeah, why didn't they say something?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Like it's,
they may
yeah,
have.
What do you need to say? Right, and you make suggestions, and sometimes if it's a really good suggestion, you end up getting no credit for it, but at least the problem is fixed.
Yeah.
Because the guy that you make the suggestion to takes credit for it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, what's it matter? The problem is fixed. But a lot of times, you make suggestions, and the person above you just doesn't take the suggestion.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's one more from Ryan Harris talking about C.J. Stroud.
Well, you're talking to a guy, we won dozens of games in a Super Bowl by Peyton Manning calling the play that wasn't called in the huddle.
Yeah.
Right? So Peyton Manning, the first play he came back when we finished and sealed up our home field advantage with our boy, Gary Kubiak.
Yeah.
We had a pass, check, run to the right, and he goes, hey, check, check. And we ran it to the left and got 9 yards. And what the problem is most coaches are unwilling to give up that control to a player. And at the same time, as a player, there's a certain point where your coach doesn't control things.
Yeah.
Right? If you don't have that, if you didn't have a play that was in within 20 seconds of that play clock, Peyton Manning's calling the play.
Yeah.
And so that's the kind of elite step that has to happen next for the Texans, especially C.J. Stroud. He has to command that offense and lead that team.
Yeah, and I think that comes down to a philosophy and a view of how to operate offensively that's definitely different than what Bobby Slowick wanted. I think even with a really good quarterback, CJ could make changes at the line of scrimmage, but it's somewhat limited in terms of just the breadth and expanse of what he's allowed to do. But even if he did have the ability or more ability to make changes at the line of scrimmage, the game management in the process was so poor for so much of the year where they weren't getting the play call in time. They weren't breaking the huddle. They weren't getting up to the line. There was only so much CJ could have actually diagnosed pre-snap because they felt like they were in hurry-up mode even when they weren't in hurry-up mode at all. And that part, maybe more than anything, might have been the thing that frustrated D'Amico was, okay, what our process here is not putting us in a good position to be smart football players. So I would imagine that Kaylee, after being in New England and seeing the way Tom Brady operates and then being with the Rams, as they changed their system to an extreme degree over the last few years with the Rams, and partly because they had a veteran quarterback in Matt Stafford who could handle a lot more, the question becomes, all right, how much can a young quarterback handle? You know, Tom Brady was not the guy who was up there with the full playbook at his command his first few years in the NFL. You gotta figure out what can this guy do to where we're not adding too much to his plate. But I think Kaylee's philosophy is probably a lot more aggressive in that regard than Bobby Slowick's.
All right, we got a big announcement at the top of the hour, big programming announcement at 9 o'clock today that we're going to do. We're giving away rodeo tickets again in the 9 o'clock hour. It's a Rodeo Ticket Tuesday here on Sports Radio 610. We're giving them away all day long. Up next, Derek Stingley Jr. was on the Pivot Podcast. He wants to be a Texan for his entire career. I thought it was interesting, the Texan that he brought up in this conversation as the example that he's patterning himself after to get the big contract extension. You'll hear that from Derek Stingley Jr. Also, keep listening all day long, but at least for an hour each day to get your entry into the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. If you want to go to Vegas, listen up for the next 15 seconds here, because if you listen for an hour a day on the Odyssey app to Sports Radio 610, you could be on your way to Circa Resort and Casino for the College Basketball Championship Tournament experience. And you're going to enjoy the biggest March hoops party there is at Stadium Swim at Circa. And you're going to do it with an extra $20K in your pocket to spend while you're in Vegas. Download the Odyssey app, listen for an hour each day, and you'll get your daily entry to the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest.